Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of March 4th, 2024. Militants killed dozens of Muslims and Catholics in Burkina Faso. Saudi Arabia executes 7 alleged terrorists. U.S. pharmacy outages were a result of a black cat cyber attack. And study finds that global conflicts increase terrorism risks. Let's get into these stories. Al-Qaeda-affiliated, machine-gun-wielding terrorists on motorbikes killed dozens of Muslims and Catholics in 2 separate attacks in Burkina Faso on February 25th. Local media reported that hundreds of insurgents attacked a mosque in Natiobani, shooting dead dozens of worshippers, mostly men, who gathered for morning prayers. During the attack, the terrorist group also targeted several military detachments, including a self-defense militia. Al-Qaeda's Sahel branch claimed it seized an army barracks within the town, according to unconfirmed reports. Natiobani is in the country's troubled eastern region where multiple armed groups operate. The same day, terrorists killed at least 15 parishioners who were attending mass at a Catholic church in the northern village of Essakane. Authorities are unsure if the 2 shootings are related and part of a coordinated plot. Security officials said soldiers neutralized several hundred terrorists during the attacks. Burkina Faso is ruled by a military junta and is part of the Sahel region, which has battled rising violent extremism since Libya's 2011 civil war and a subsequent Islamist takeover in the region. Saudi Arabia executed 7 individuals on February 27th for unnamed terrorism offenses. Officials did not reveal the nationalities of those killed, but their names and titles indicate they were Saudi citizens. Authorities convicted the 7 for, quote, creating and financing terrorist organizations and entities, end quote. The vice president of the European Saudi Organization for Human Rights condemned the executions, noting that authorities did not identify the name of the terrorist organization in which the accused allegedly belonged, the exact crimes the accused committed, or their roles in those crimes. Saudi authorities claim the executions are necessary to, quote, maintain public order, end quote, and compatible with their interpretation of Sharia law, the Islamic legal code based on the teachings of the Quran. Of the 170 individuals put to death in 2023, officials accused 33 of terrorism-related crimes and convicted 2 soldiers of treason. On February 29th, United Health Group officials confirmed that Black Cat, also referred to as ALF-V, ransomware hackers were responsible for an outage at United Health's technology unit that disrupted prescription deliveries for 6 days at U.S. hospitals, along with retail and military pharmacies. The ransomware and extortion gang claims it stole millions of Americans' sensitive health and patient information. In a February 28th post on its dark web leak site, the Russia-based gang took credit for the breach at Change Healthcare, a major prescription medication processor. The cyber attack, which began February 21st on the East Coast, prevented pharmacies and healthcare facilities from filling and processing prescriptions through patients' insurance companies. Black Cat is one of the internet's most infamous ransomware gangs. Its previous victims include MGM Resorts International and Caesars Entertainment. According to a recent Institute for Economics and Peace study, in 2023, there were fewer terrorism incidents than the year prior. However, more fatalities were linked to these attacks. Worldwide, terrorism-related deaths increased by 22%, the highest reported level since 2017, amounting to 8,352 fatalities. Overall, Western democracies recorded a 55% decrease in incidents, a 15-year low, with 23 attacks resulting in 21 fatalities. The U.S. accounted for 76% of those deaths from 7 incidents. The Global Terrorism Index 2024 also reports that Africa's Central Sahel region has replaced the Middle East as terrorism's epicenter, with ISIS and Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin and Al-Qaeda franchise being the most active terrorist organizations. Over 90% of terrorist attacks and 98% of terrorism deaths occurred in conflict zones, underscoring the strong link between conflict and terrorism. Quote, "Conflict remains the primary driver of terrorism, yet most wars in the 21st century have been unwinnable and very costly. It is imperative that current political tensions and minor conflicts do not escalate and that current conflicts are resolved. Otherwise, further increases in terrorism are likely," according to the IAP founder and executive chairman, Stave Killilea. From a local lens, the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness's 2024 threat assessment reports that homegrown violent extremists and white racially motivated extremists remain the most prominent terrorist threats to the state this year. Over the last 5 years, 37% of all HVE attacks, identified plots, and verified threats in the U.S. occurred in New Jersey and the surrounding states. White racially motivated extremist tactics have resulted in the deaths of 51 individuals and the injury of approximately 53 others since 2019. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events, highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.